Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web, doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, spring break starts tomorrow here locally, with many people heading out of town, either by plane or by car. One article suggests that air travel will be up 6% over last year's numbers, which means more people will be flying to their vacation destinations this year. Since most will be flying, many will be opting to rent a vehicle rather than relying on Uber or Lyft to get around. Now, when renting a vehicle, you may ask yourself, do I need to purchase the additional insurance? Now, this isn't a simple yes or no answer, unfortunately. If you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, I'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, in the upper right, just type in Rental Car Coverage 2024. It'll bring you to our blog post with the things that I'm going to be talking about today when it comes to rental car coverage. Now, a standard auto policy considers a rental vehicle as a temporary substitute auto and treats it as though it is owned by the insured. Now, the broadest coverage available on the policy applies to the rental vehicle, meaning liability, medical, comprehensive, collision, roadside assistance, and transportation expenses. So, for example, if you have a vehicle on your policy that has liability and medical only, and another vehicle that has liability, medical, $100 comprehensive deductible, $500 broad collision deductible, and roadside assistance, the rental vehicle would assume the same coverage as the one with the additional physical damage coverage. So if you got one that has PLPD, or again, liability and medical only, and one that's got quote-unquote full coverage, the rental vehicle is going to assume the same coverage or have the same coverage as the one that has the quote-unquote full coverage on it. Okay. Now, with that being said, the rental vehicle is being treated as being owned, quote-unquote, by the insured, and it therefore is subject to the same policy coverage and coverage settlements. This often means the use of aftermarket parts, unless an OEM endorsement is purchased, or actual cash value settlement in case of a loss, again, unless a stated value or other similar type of endorsement is purchased. Now, a rental vehicle contract could demand certain coverage in case of a loss, including, now these are just some of the things that you could find in a rental car contract. These are, could show up, they have shown up in some of the rental car contracts that I've seen. Not all of them, but they can occur. The first one is diminution of value. What does that mean? Well, when the vehicle is sold after its rental life has ended, its sale value will be diminished if there is recorded prior damage from an insurance claim. So there'll be a ding to the value. So if you've got, say, two 2018 Ford Fusions, okay, same mileage, same features, same color, same condition, but one was recorded to be in an accident, but the condition is the same. I mean, everything, the vehicle that was in an accident was repaired to pre-loss condition. Everything, there's nothing wrong with it. Everything is fixed prior, you know, it just got a dented fender. and the fender was replaced, and everything was, it looks, you couldn't even tell, you can't tell that anything was done to it. But it was recorded that there was a loss to that vehicle. Well, the loss on that vehicle is going to be, its perceived value is going to be less than the 2018 that did not have any accidents. Even though same mileage, same condition, everything is samey-same, the perceived value of this one having a ding on it because it had a claim, because it had a loss, is the value of it's going to be a little bit less than the one that didn't have it. So a rental car company looks at it and say, hey, we're going to end up selling this for less than one that didn't have a loss. So that's a loss of money, loss of income for us when we go to sell that rental car vehicle, and we want that perceived loss in value back. So that's the diminution of value. And that would be in a rental car contract. If you get in an accident with this, it may get fixed to pre-loss condition, but it's got a ding on it now. So when we go to sell it, we're going to end up having to sell it for less than what we could get for it because it's got a ding on it now, as far as its record. The next one is OEM parts only. The rental car contract could require the use of original equipment from the manufacturer only, and not the use of aftermarket parts. Even though the aftermarket parts may come from the same manufacturer of those parts, or the same supplier of those parts, the only difference is the parts supplier, stamps GM on it, or stamps Ford on it, or stamps Toyota on it, and ships that off to the Toyota factory, and then the other ones get stamped with some other distributor's mark and get shipped off to that distributor. The rental car contract could say that we don't want aftermarket parts. It's got to be OEM parts only. Next part could come up is loss of use reimbursement. While the vehicle is being repaired due to a loss, the rental company contract could require the renter to pay the daily rental charges for the vehicle while it's unable to be rented. So while that vehicle is in the body shop being repaired and it's unable to be driven for 5 days, that rental car company, they could be renting that car for 5 days and they can't rent it because it's in the body shop. They could come to you and say, hey, for 5 days we couldn't rent that. So you owe us for 5 days of rental charges because we could not rent that car. That's another thing that could be in that contract. Last one is kind of a rarity. It's showing up. I personally haven't seen it, but I've read articles on the internet about this popping up. But they're out there. I don't know how prevalent they are. I don't think they're very prevalent. But this one is replacement or betterment. If the vehicle is deemed a total loss, the rental car contract could require the renter of the vehicle to pay to replace the vehicle with same year, make, model, mileage, features, or new model year vehicle. So if you total out a 2018 Ford Fusion, I don't know if there's a 2018 Ford Fusion, I don't know if they make Ford Fusions of 2018, but just for an example, if you total out a 2018 Ford Fusion with 50,000 miles on it, the rental car contract requires you to go out and find a 2018 Ford Fusion with 50,000 miles on it. If you cannot do so, then you need to replace it with a 2024 Ford Fusion. I don't even know if they make 2024 Ford Fusions, but I'm sure you'd have to purchase a similar model of a 2024 Ford model of that would be similar today to a Ford Fusion. That seems kind of ridiculous in my thinking. that if you total out a vehicle, that they wouldn't accept actual cash value, that they would require replacement or even betterment. You know, replacing a you know, 6-year-old vehicle with a brand spanking new one, it just kind of seems all kinds of crazy, but you never know. People don't seem to read rental car contracts too close these days, and they may slip something in there. I don't know. But apparently that's been in there. I don't know if it's in there now, but that's something that's apparently been slipped in. I don't know what rental car company, but I'll have to find the article. But the article was from years ago, so I'm not sure if that's even around anymore. It may be from some rental car company that maybe not even around anymore because of something shady like that. Who knows? But yeah, that was a strange one, that the rental car company would require replacement or betterment in case of a total loss. Now, there are some things you could check as far as coverage for these potential coverage gaps. The first one is your insurance policy. Now, some insurance policies will cover diminution of value and loss of use reimbursement if the rental car company can prove the loss. I've got one insurance company, Frankenmuth Insurance, that will cover diminution of value and loss of use reimbursement, but the rental car company has to show receipts. They have to prove that there was a loss. They have to prove the diminution of value. They have to prove the loss of use reimbursement. So if they can provide the receipts, the insurance company has no problem writing a check. Your credit cards, that's another thing to consider. Some credit cards offer insurance coverage for rental vehicles if you use their card to make and pay for the reservation. Now you want to read the coverage and the fine print to see what they cover and won't cover. Now this one you might want to consider, your warehouse club cards. Some warehouse clubs offer discounts for rental vehicle reservations when booked through their website and may offer additional insurance coverage. Again, you want to read the coverage and fine print to see what is covered and not covered. To be ultimately sure you're covered, you might want to bite the bullet and purchase the additional insurance from the rental car company. This will give you peace of mind so you can enjoy your vacation. Now, I always think of that Seinfeld episode where he talks about renting a vehicle and he's going to beat the living hell out of it. You know, it's like, I'm going to purchase the insurance, I'm going to beat the living hell out of the car, or something like that. You know, just joking around. But I always think about that when he's going to purchase the extra insurance so he could beat the hell out of the car or whatever. So it's just something that pops into my mind when talking about rental car insurance coverage. So again, just some interesting things to consider. Again, you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. Happen to be listening later on. Just type in rental car coverage 2024 in the upper right in the search bar. It'll bring you to the blog posts associated with this podcast. Again, going over blog post will go over some of the things that a vehicle rental car contract could contain, and then some things you could check as far as coverage for these potential gaps. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in Lake Michigan, Lake Shore, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that as well, mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I was going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. If you are going on vacation this week, I hope you have a safe week. I hope you have a wonderful week. And I hope you get away and enjoy yourself. Until next time, take care.